What does it mean to have a sacred place?
This is a term I like to use now as an absolute necessity for anybody today. You must have a room or a certain hour a day or so where you do not know what was in the newspapers that morning. You don't know who your friends are. You don't know what you owe to anybody. You don't know what anybody owes to you. But a place where you can simply experience and bring forth what you are and what you might be. This is the place of creative incubation. And first you may find that nothing's happening there. But if you have a sacred place and use it and take advantage of it, something will happen.
This place does for you what the plains did for the hunter.
For them, the whole thing was a sacred place, do you see? But most of our action is economically or socially determined and does not come out of our life. I don't know whether you've had the experience I've had, but as you get older, the claims of the environment upon you are so great that you hardly know where the hell you are. What is it you intended? You're always doing something that is required of you. This minute, that minute, another minute. Where is your bliss station, you know? Mm. Try to find it. Get a phonograph and put on the records the music that you really love. Even if it's corny music that nobody else respects. I mean, the one that you like or the book you want to read. Get it done and have a place in which to do it. You get the thou feeling of life. These people had it for the whole world that they were living in.